Samantala, binatikos ng husto ni Pangulong Barack Obama ang lalaking nais pumalit sa kanyang pwesto sa Oval Office si Donald Trump. Inakusahan ng Pangulo ng Estados Unidos ang bilyonaryong negosyante ng pagpapamalas ng pagka-ignorante at aroganteng pagharap sa pakikitungo sa ibang bansa o foreign policy. Ito ang mga binitiwang pahayag matapos malampasan ni Donald Trump ang kinakailangang bilang ng suporta upang makuha ang nominasyon para Partido Republican. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Gareth Borham na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Nagdiriwang si Donald Trump matapos maabot ang kinakailangang bilang na 1,237. Salamat sa maliit na grupo ng noy di pa nakakapagdesisyon na delegado sa paghatid ng suporta sa negosyante. Ipinagdiriwang niya ang tila di may iwasang nominasyon para kandidato ng partido sa nalalapit na Republican Convention sa darating na Hulyo. Ipinagdiriwang ng bilyonaryong negosyante ang kanyang nakamtang suporta habang tila naiilang si Hillary Clinton habang patuloy ang kanyang pagsisikap na makamta ng suporta ng partido laban sa katunggaling si Bernie Sanders mula Partido Democrats.
We were supposed to be going into July and a lot of people said it wouldn't even be solved during that convention. There's going to be a new convention in August. And here I am watching Hillary fight and she can't close the deal. And that should be such an easy deal to close. But she's unable to close the deal. So I'm watching her and we'll see what happens.
Ang Pangulo ng Estados Unidos Barack Obama ay nasa Japan para sa pagpupulong ng mga leader ng bansang G7 nang napag-alaman niyang nakamta ni Donald Trump ang suporta mula Republican. Naging diplomatiko ang Pangulong Obama nang tinanong kung bakit dapat matakot ang buong mundo sakaling maluklok si Donald Trump sa White House.
He does a lot of the proposals that he's made display either ignorance of world affairs or a cavalier attitude or an interest in getting tweets and headlines instead of actually thinking through what it is that is required to keep America safe and secure and prosperous and what's required to keep the world on an even keel.
At tulad ng inaasahan, naging makulay at mainit ang tugon ni Donald Trump.
Well, look, he's a president who's done a horrible job. Everybody understands that. He's a president who's allowed many of these countries to totally take advantage of him, and us, unfortunately. And he's got to say something. And it's unusual that every time he has a press conference, he's talking about me. So, you know, it's just one of those things. But I will say this. He is a man who shouldn't be really, you know, airing his difficulties, and he shouldn't be airing what he's airing where he is right now, and I think that you're going to see it stop pretty soon. He has not done a good job.
Sa Partido Democrats, muling niyanig ni Bernie Sanders ang kampo ni Hillary Clinton nang tinanggap niya ang hamon ni Donald Trump para sa isang one-on-one na pagtalakay o debate. Walang nagawa si Hillary Clinton kundi umapila para sa pagkakaisa.
The only thing standing between Donald Trump and the Oval Office is all of us. Because there is much more that unites us than divides us. And we are going up against a candidate who will say anything, do anything to take us backwards on every issue and value we care about. You know, it's been said for many years, the White House provides a bully pulpit to fight for working families. But the last thing we need is a bully in the White House.
At habang nakamta ni Donald Trump ang kailangang suporta, marami pa siyang kailangang pagsikapan upang maisakatuparan ang pangakong kanyang pag-iisahin ang hati-hating partidong Republican. Ang kanyang naging pagbatiko sa dalawang kilalang babaeng leader o GOP governors ay nagbalik ng pag-aalinlangan sa loob ng partido na may kakayahan siyang mapag-isa ang mga Republican. Ngunit di kailanman maaaring masabing umiiwas mula kontrobersya si Donald Trump. Sa isang energy conference sa North Dakota, tumaas ang mga kilay nang sinabi niyang kanyang kakansilahin ang Paris Climate Agreement at aaprubahan ang malaking Keystone Gas Pipeline mula Canada patungong Estados Unidos.
I'm saying yes, we will absolutely approve it. I want it built. But I want a piece of the profits because we're making it possible for it to happen through eminent domain and other things. I want a piece of the profits for the United States.
Ang proyekto ay di natuloy matapos ang mahabang laban. Ito ay hinadlangan ng Administrasyong Obama dahil sa pagkakaalinlangan at pagkabahala sa epekto nito sa kapaligiran.